Citation. Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. The citation that is unique in Australian military history. This unusual citation is written in verse. Even more unusual, it was written by the man whose pen gave the world masterpieces of mystery and suspense. This citation that is unique in Australian military history was written by Edgar Wallace. He didn't write it just for one man. His citation was written in honor of a vast body of men. It was titled simply, Anzacs. After the gallant Dardanelles army evacuated the Anzac and Suvla Bay positions, Edgar Wallace took up his pen and wrote, "The children unborn shall acclaim the standard the Anzacs unfurled, when they made Australia's fame the wonder and pride of the world." That was the opening stanza of his tribute to the soldiers who entered history just before dawn on April the 25th, 1915.
I wish that moon would go down, Mac. What's the matter with you? Turks can't hear. We got a way to go yet. Only 2 o'clock in the morning and we don't land till dawn.
Sound carries over the water.
Then the Turk will know we're coming. Can't you hear the engines of all these ships?
Well, that's because we're on one.
And if the Turks can't hear us, they'll certainly see us outlined against that moon. Perfect night otherwise. Flat calm, not a breath of wind. Wonder whether it'll be as calm when we hit the beach.
Get some rest, Nick. We've got a time to go. Get some rest. We might need it.
What's going on? Destroyers coming alongside. This looks like where we change horses, Nick. We're entering the home stretch.
What's the time?
About 3:30. Moon's low on the horizon now. We'll be silhouetted.
Can you see the place?
No. I reckon we're still about 4 miles away. Just think of it, mate. 4 miles across here, Abdul the Turk is dreaming about his Turkish delight.
Sound carries over the water.
Yeah, there's something more solid than sound going across that stretch of water. Come on. Time we climbed down into the boats for the home stretch.
So far, so good. Can you see anything?
Cliffs.
Now, wait a moment. There. Look. Along the beach. Men running. Turks. They're onto us. Here we go.
Mast!
Maybe not next time.
Well, then we'll be ashore chasing those Turks up the cliffs with a banger.
The moment the boats touched the beach, the Australians' turn had come. Like lightning, they leapt ashore, and each man went straight at the enemy. So vigorous was the onslaught that the Turks made no attempt to withstand it, and fled from ridge to ridge, pursued by the Australian infantry. And Edgar Wallace wrote, "I envy you beggars I meet, from the dirty old hats on your head to the rusty old boots on your feet. I envy you, living or dead. A knighthood is fine in its way, a peerage gives splendor and fame. But I'd rather have tacked any day that word to the end of my name, Anzac." So the attack opened with the 3rd Australian Brigade in the lead. By the afternoon of April the 25th, 1915, most of the Anzacs were ashore. But the enemy, heavily reinforced, lashed back in furious counterattack. A battle was joined that was to range and rage over the ridges and gullies of Gallipoli. While British battleships thunderously dueled with Krupp's guns, the Anzacs tried to push further inland. The landmarks they fought are now Australia's history. Quinn's Post, Anzac Cove, Sniper's Nest, Suvla Bay. Then came the August assault on Lone Pine. Lone Pine, the name that echoes still.
Three days now, our guns have been building at that Lone Pine position. Pretty important position. Look at the ridges that run off it. Quinn's Post, Battleship Hill, Courtney's Post, Tunic Bay. We've got to get the high positions. If I move the Turk, will we do? Rough country up there, Nick. She's all rough. I'm going to get rougher. Oh, I'm quite happy to sit here and let the guns pound away at it. How'd you like to be that New Zealand Major opener? He's been out there every night, patrolling right up to the Turk's lines, getting the lay of the land. I've done my stint under the earth. Digging that tunnel, it's going to lead us right up to the Lone Pine position.
I hope.
I wonder if the Turk knows we're digging underground of all these trenches.
No. We'd have had some of these heavy shells right on top of the tunnel.
Well, nothing much we can do about it. Only wait.
Yeah. And go in with the bayonet when the whistle blows.
And in daylight on August the 6th, 1915, the alert sounded and the attack against the Turks' Lone Pine position began. For hours, the Australian soldiers had filed into the frontline trenches and into the tunnels that ran out under no man's land and parallel to the enemy lines. The Anzacs knew this was a desperate venture, this attack against strong positions in daylight, but they had faith in the plan. And so keen were they to be in the surprise attack, guards had to be posted in the rear trenches to stop Australians in reserve from rushing up to join the attack after those signals were given and the Anzacs began rising out of the tunnels to attack.
MGR, come on, boys!
100 yards across and a steal for Raptor!
Quick! Cover that! Covered with a log roof! Into it, then! You're bailing under that log, quick, man!
Okay, come on, get out of the way!
Good, good! Now hands under it, and yes, feed! Come on, get those logs out. Get into it, boys.
4,000 men were to die there at Lone Pine. 7 Victoria Crosses were to be won there by Australians. And after Lone Pine and the other battles were over, Edgar Wallace wrote, "I'd count it the greatest reward that ever a man could attain. I'd sooner be Anzac than Lord. I'd rather be Anzac than Thane. Here's a bar to the medal you'll wear. There's a word that will glitter and glow, and an honor a king cannot share when you're back in the cities you know." That landing in the face of the enemy was over. The battles for those challenging ridges were over. Now there came the most trying ordeal of all, the evacuation from Gallipoli. The time had come to withdraw from the positions they had won with blood, to leave the comrades who rested under the makeshift crosses.
You rigged your rifle, Mac?
Yeah.
You'll fire every 4 or 5 minutes. Every time this jammed in fills with water and trips the trigger.
Good, Al.
Let's go. The others are moving. I wonder if the Turks sense something's on.
Can't see why they should. Shooting still coming from our lines.
When they wake up in the morning, they'll find our trenches empty.
Well, that's if somebody doesn't make a noise going down to the boats.
In that case, not too many of us will leave the Dardanelles.
Stop worrying and let's get on with the job. What are you standing there for now? The line's moving.
Don't know. I was just remembering blokes like Lofty from Morgan. Purse. Young Ronnie. And Alec.
And a few thousand others. Don't you think we all feel crook about leaving him here? Ah, come on, mate. You know what orders are.
I see.
Yeah. You're briny.
The way we came in a few months ago. Seems like years. We crept in. Now we creep out. I don't know which is going to be the most difficult operation.
In a special order of the day following the evacuation of Anzac, Major General A. Lyndon Bell, Chief of the General Staff of the Mediterranean Expeditionary Force, said the Anzacs could pride themselves on an achievement without parallel in the annals of war. He wrote, "Regimental officers, non-commissioned officers and men carried out without a hitch the most trying operation which soldiers can be called on to undertake. A withdrawal in the face of the enemy, in a manner reflecting the highest credit on the discipline and soldierly qualities of the troops. It is no exaggeration to call this achievement one without parallel. To disengage and to withdraw from a bold and active enemy is the most difficult of all military operations. And in this case, the withdrawal was effected by surprise, with the opposing forces at close grips, in many cases within a few yards of each other. Such an operation, when succeeded by a re-embarkation from an open beach, is one for which military history contains no precedent." The Chief of Staff also evaluated the campaign the Anzac had fought there on Gallipoli. The Dardanelles army, he said, had outfought the Turkish Ottoman army. By that action, they had kept the Germans from using their Turkish allies elsewhere. That order of the day was also a citation to the men of Anzac. But in that other strange citation, after the Anzac had come down from the ridges and back across the sea, Edgar Wallace ended his tribute with the verse, "The children unborn shall acclaim the standard the Anzacs unfurled, when they made Australia's fame the wonder and pride of the world." Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is recorded by Amalgamated Wireless Australasia Limited for Army Public Relations and is produced by Donald Crosby.